Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, everyone. It's me. It's Jen. On this week's episode, I'm talking to a professional dancer. A dancer who has danced with Lady Gaga. A dancer who has danced with Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl. That's right. We're getting down to business this week. I feel like I understand Britney so much better now after talking to Lindsay Taylor. She is an amazing dancer. She's an amazing actress. And I loved every single second of talking with her. She knows all the players. She dances at Millennium Dance Studio, and she's done it since she was a kid. And she just knows everyone, and we're going to talk about it. So that's all I'm going to say. But she also danced with Lady Gaga at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. And I just rewatched that performance. And there's this great part of the performance where all the dancers are lifting Lady Gaga into the air. But Lindsay is not participating in this, and she goes over to the side by herself and then is like on her knees and like moving her shoulders and doing this whole thing. I'm like, what is she doing? And then you realize that she is picking up a costume change and brings it over to Lady Gaga, and she does it with such ease, and she's such a professional. And I was just like, God, I can't believe I know that person. So I truly loved it. You guys, I just need to tell you this, though. I normally go to Arts Deli in Studio City. I sit at the same booth, and that's mostly where I edit all these episodes. And today, as I was sitting editing the episode, Linda Perry was sitting in the booth next to me, and it was crazy. The Linda Perry, the like rock star herself, the most amazing writer, producer. I almost lost my mind. And I am known for going up and talking to any celebrity, introducing myself, letting them know how much they mean to me, and then I get out. It usually comes with like a nice like arm stroke, an arm pat. I like to make physical contact, but like, you know, I feel out the situation. And I've done it for all of the 15 years I've lived here in Los Angeles, but something's happening to me recently where I don't do it as much. I've been wimping out. I saw Elizabeth Perkins. If you guys don't know who that is, she's amazing. I've loved her forever and ever and ever. And I finally saw her in person on Saturday, and I was like, I can't do it. And I don't know if it's like where I am mentally, the headspace I'm in, but I was just like, I can't do it. And same thing went for Linda Perry. And I was like, I'm going to tell her about my love for Britney and then what I was up to. And then I was like, no, that's not the right way. Anyways, she got up though, and she made direct eye contact with me, excuse me, smiled at me, and then just carried on. And I was like, you know what? I think that was the moment we were supposed to share. That's where that was supposed to end. So I didn't say anything, but I thought that was so cool, and I had to tell you guys. Lindsay and I talk about Me Against the Music today. This music video, Britney has said that it's the most dancing she's ever done in a music video. So I feel like that was very fitting to talk to Lindsay for this episode. And Also, we've got Madonna in this. It's a great video. The dancing is truly unbelievable in this. And I think and hope you guys are really going to like it. Last thing, in the making the video episode for Me Against the Music, there is something very special that happens. And that is Nick Lachey of 98 Degrees visits the set. For whatever reason, he's there too, like probably on that sound stage or something like that. And he steps by and he has a conversation with Brittany and Larry Rudolph. And it is very awkward. It is awkward. There are long pauses. Brittany doesn't know what to say to him, but she realizes that the camera's rolling. And I don't know. It is awkward. But I'm so glad that we have it captured on film. And I'm going to play a clip of it before we roll into this episode. And Nick Lachey, it's during his, when he's married to Jessica Simpson and their show, was it called Newlyweds? The Newlyweds was on MTV. And he straight up says that he has the number one show on cable, but he can't get a music video made. And he is like, I guess my music career is over and I'm just going to do reality TV forever. Here's the thing. At the time he was saying it, like he was putting himself down. It is wild to watch that in 2019 because you're like, dude, you basically started reality TV. Like we have like Calabasas. We're like always Kardashians, Calabasas. It was really Nick and Jessica. Let's get real, people. Nick, you are a trendsetter. Don't put yourself down, buddy. You started something really special and I hope you made enough money to keep it going. You know what I mean? Now in your life, your new life, you've got kids, you've got a beautiful wife. And also what's wild is that Brittany is like, oh God, like, don't worry that you can't make a music video. She's giving that kind of vibe to him. She's like, at least you guys are still together because this is right after Brittany and Justin broke up. And she's like, you guys give me hope, man. And it's like, wow, there was so much happening there. Like, if we only had a crystal ball to look into, it's like Nick and Jessica aren't going to make it. But Nick and Jessica gave us reality television and music videos. Like no one, Nick, was about to be able to make a music video anymore. Like you didn't know. You were the first to be like hit with that. But everyone was about to be hit with that. I don't know. I found that clip to be really eye-opening. So we're going to start with that. You're going to hear the audio of that. And then we're going to roll into this talk with Lindsay Taylor. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
I'm just happy to make a video these days. You know? We have like the number one show on cable right now. And I can't even get a video. So I guess music's over for me. I'll just do reality TV the rest of my life.
That's funny.
That'll be my legacy. Yeah, some personal things.
Together, you guys give me hope. You give me freaking hope, man.
Hello and welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney, the podcast dedicated to people who need to talk about Britney Spears. I'm your host, Jen Zabrowski, and I am here today. You guys, I'm here with a dancer, a mover. She has danced with Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl. We are going to get into it today. I'm here with dancer and actress Lindsay Taylor.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
You know how I feel about you because you are a dancer. And in my soul, I am a dancer and I'm like
you are.
I love a dance routine. I just love watching great performances. I would love to be a creative director of say Britney's next big show.
You can do it, Jen. Anything is possible. And you love her, you know everything about her. I feel like you could really get to her soul and show it through a tour.
Thank you, Lindsay. All right. There's so much I want to talk to you specifically about, but yes, we just watched the music video, so I feel like we should just like jump in. But actually, you know what? The first thing I want to talk about, though, is that you danced with Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl. I nearly lost my mind watching it. What did it feel like to be there?
It was surreal. It was probably my favorite performance I've ever done in my life. I don't know if anything will top it. It was just, it was so much fun. And it was also nerve-wracking at the same time, because it is, for a dancer, it's the biggest performance we will ever do, because it is in a stadium with a stadium audience, but then everybody in America is watching it on TV, or even around the world. You know, it's just the biggest audience we'll ever have. And you cannot mess up. You cannot do one thing wrong. Mm-hmm. It has to be perfect. Mm-hmm. So there's so much pressure, you know, to do everything perfect and give the best performance of your life, because you are representing Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So it was insane, and it was my favorite moment of my life by far.
How was it? I mean, I'm sure it was a huge moment for you when you found out you got the job. Mm-hmm. Did you audition for it?
Yeah, so I actually auditioned for Lady Gaga a couple months prior, but they did not say it was for the Super Bowl, because it was not out yet that she was doing the Super Bowl. It was just for future Lady Gaga projects. So I auditioned for her, and then my first job that I booked from that audition before the Super Bowl, it was about 2 or 3 months before, was dancing for her at the Victoria's Secret fashion show in Paris.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that was actually my first job with her ever, which was right up there with the Super Bowl. Also one of my favorite performances of all time. And it was so much fun. And it was great because there was, I think, only eight girls dancing for her. Wow. And so it was a much more intimate setting, and we got to spend a lot of time with her and get to know her on a much more personal level. So that was really cool for me to experience her just on a human-to-human level. Mm-hmm. And she's just very normal and nice and down-to-earth and very smart and humble and not as probably crazy and weird as people think she is.
Mm-hmm. It seems like she really cares about what she's doing.
Yes.
Like a very Oprah-esque, you know, Oprah's all about setting an intention. Mm-hmm. Gaga seems to me like she wakes up every day and sets an intention.
Yes.
And it's usually based around her art.
Yeah, 100%.
Does she talk about her art when you're with her, even just hanging out? Or is it more she lets that go? And if so, what does she talk about?
Well, we had a moment where we kind of had like a rehearsal at her apartment in Paris, which turned into like almost like a,
as one does.
Yeah, like a sleepover. But we didn't end up sleeping because we were just all talking and rehearsing and whatnot. And we talked about just like a lot of normal things, like boys and this and that and that. But then she was also very intentional about her art, even down to the point of what she was going to wear at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, because she wanted to represent, you know, her fans and women in the best way possible, and not, you know, she just thinks down to every little detail, mm-hmm, of what she wants to represent herself as. And
did she work with a choreographer, the same choreographer?
Yeah, so Richie Jackson is her choreographer, and he's been her choreographer for a very long time, and he's amazing. He's probably my favorite because he's just the best, and I've worked with him the longest, more than any other choreographer I've worked with.
Did you grow up here?
I did. I grew up in Los Angeles.
So you've been on the dance scene for how long then?
I've been dancing for almost 21 years now.
Wow. So you know all, you probably know all the players.
Yes.
As we were watching the video, you were like, I know all of these dancers.
Yeah.
They just all look they look like babies.
Yes, they do.
It was in 2003.
Yeah. So I was already professionally dancing at that time, but I was much younger, but I knew all those dancers, and I was dancing with them and taking classes with them and taking classes from them because some of them were teaching. And so I was in that whole culture of the dance world during the time of Britney Spears being like the hottest, most popular thing of all time.
And so two questions. What is it like? What is the dance culture in Los Angeles like?
It's hard to explain, mm-hmm, but it's amazing. I absolutely love it. It's a whole nother world. There's a lot of us, but at the same time, it's a very small world. And you kind of know everybody because you are constantly in classes together or at auditions. Mm. So, you know, you constantly have to be training and staying in classes because you never know what teacher could all of a sudden be the next huge choreographer.
Oh.
So that kind, you know, that's kind of happened, I think.
Do people talk like, I feel like so-and-so is really like, you know, building momentum and yes. like, I feel like they've got a vibe going on.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, even with Britney Spears, you know, some of her choreographers, I think she had Brian Friedman for a long time and Wade Robson and Kevin Tantron and the one that there's just a ton that of different ones that have cycled through.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just didn't know, you knew one was going to be there for a while, but at the same time, yeah. there might be a new one.
How do you get to the place if, okay, you're teaching, and then how does word finally get to Britney Spears where it's like, you're going to meet with Britney? Or Britney's like, I want to meet with Kevin Tantron.
Yeah. So what, I mean, I think I'm not positive, so don't quote me on this.
I say things that are incorrect all the time on this.
But with Kevin Tantron, I'm pretty sure he was already one of her dancers.
Which it is interesting how, when you go and look at her music videos, you'll see like Wade Robson was in You Drive Me Crazy.
Yes.
In the video. But it's before, but he, Darren of Darren's Dance Grooves
mm-hmm.
was the choreographer for that.
Yeah. So some of the dancers can sometimes become the choreographer if they become close enough with the artist. Or sometimes other ways that people become choreographers for an artist is they do submissions. Submissions are their audition tape in a sense. So they hire a bunch of dancers, or they get like a bunch of their dancer friends mm-hmm. to do a dance video for them. So let's say it's Me Against the Music. They would hire me to play Britney Spears.
Yes,
so,
they would. They totally would. You guys, so, Lindsay is a beautiful angel. She is blonde, gorgeous, like, yes. So you would play Britney Spears.
So sweet. Thank you. I would play Britney Spears. And then there would be, you know, maybe 10 dancers in this video. And the choreographer would make up a whole, you know, routine to this song with formations and everything while I'm also dancing and playing Britney Spears and lip syncing, showing the artist, like, this is what I would do for you. And they submit it. And they either have their agent submit it or they submit it to the artist. And sometimes choreographers get picked that way also.
Gotcha. Mm. Gotcha. So then it's kind of like dating.
Yeah.
You're like, who do I vibe with?
Yeah, totally.
Because that's 100%. Really what it, I mean, yeah, like, and looking at all of, I mean, Britney is known for her dancing, mm-hmm. like her dance breaks. Like you were saying that Britney's dance breaks, you don't think they can be beat.
They can't. Her dance breaks are probably one of the main reasons why I wanted to be a dancer, because every single one of her songs and music videos had the most badass dance break. And I was like, that's so cool. I want to do that, you know? And every song has a dance break in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of sad that more songs nowadays don't have dance breaks in them because
Well, a lot of the artists can't dance.
You're right. That's why. She's the queen that can dance and do the amazing choreography, you know, throughout her videos, throughout her tours, and she would just go so hard the whole time.
And do you think now, because I believe that she is moving differently, it's not about mm-hmm. the choreography. Like, I think for me, when she was going to do her new Vegas show, And then it was, you know, she brought on new artistic directors and people were really, you know, excited about that and, you know, trying to be like, will Britney fully come back? And the thing is, it's like her choreographers are amazing that she had on her Vegas show Piece of Me. Like that, it's, for me, it's, I think that there's a disconnect of, not to say also that she can't dance, because people like big stans are like, you know, when people say Britney can't dance anymore, I show them this. And then they show something from, you know, the Piece of Me Vegas show. And you're like, yes, of course. Of course she can dance. She's Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's some sort of disconnect. And do you feel that she well, one, you could also be like, I disagree with you. I don't think there's a disconnect. And I would listen to that. But if you do think that there's a tiny bit of a disconnect, and it could be age, you know, everybody's, you know, she's had problems with her knees and things mm-hmm. like that. Do you think that she knows that? Does a dancer know?
Yes, absolutely. And I agree with you. I do think there's a huge disconnect. I think she doesn't dance as well as she used to. She doesn't dance the same. And it might be because she was a lot younger and she had the energy and she, you know, not that she's not fit, because I think she still is fit and she probably works out a lot and, you know, she's in rehearsals all the time. But I feel like there's a, to me, when I see her dance now, it kind of looks like she's just going through the motions.
It's not through her soul, like yeah. her guts. Like when we were watching this video, and by the way, Brittany said that this, in the making the music video on MTV, that this video has the most dancing out of any video she had ever done.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
All the different rooms. And I was like, oh, this is so great that I'm going to talk to Lindsay about this. Because she had all the different rooms and all the different setups.
Yeah.
And so she had, I mean, there's so many. Because is it the same dance break that they're repeating? I feel like there's different dances, too, as we were watching.
Yeah, to me, it looked like there was a lot of different choreography in that one. Mm-hmm. For the most part, in music videos, they do usually repeat the same chorus or the same bridge. However, with that one, it did look different in each room.
Yeah, she had different different dances.
Yeah,
and it was a lot. So fast. Like, what's that? Is that, is there a name for that? That thing where that's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da with the arms like that? I love that.
It's just, they went really fast. They did a lot of fast choreography.
And she brought it.
She brought it. And that, yeah, that's the difference. Like in that music video, Me Against the Music, she is just bringing it because she is at her prime as a pop star, and I feel like she was still fighting to be the pop princess and stay on top, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like she's maybe accepted that she is the pop princess, but there's a lot of other artists that have come up after her who are a lot younger and new, and I just don't know if she cares as much.
Yeah, and so Gaga as a dancer, I mean, Gaga's a performer. She yes. went to NYU for as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a trained performer. She's not necessarily a trained dancer,
yeah.
but she moves and she works so hard yes. as a dancer.
Yeah.
And is there a difference between, like, if you are working with an artist like Britney Spears, you know that there's going to be, the choreography is going to be a lot more intricate, or you're going to get to do, like, I think about the dancer performers like Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
Britney, Janet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, who are the big, those the, would
them.
Be
them. That's it. Yeah. It's like Beyonce, Britney, Janet, but actually, even though Lady Gaga is not that same kind of dancer, her choreography mm-hmm. is the most intricate that I've ever had to do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So because hers is also such a unique style to fit the unique artist that she is, mm. it has to be so different and
very theatrical.
Yeah, theatrical and just blow everybody's minds. So her choreography that Richie does is so out of this world that it has me like after every performance, I'm like breathing so heavily. And so I would say Lady Gaga's on that same plane with those artists. It's just those artists have more of the same kind of style of like pop dancing.
Yeah. Did you come up with, or you must have been, well, but you've been dancing since you were for a long time here mm-hmm. in LA. Mm-hmm. Did you know Wade Robson? Did you take his classes?
I did.
That's amazing.
So I grew up taking Wade Robson's class, and Kevin Tantron actually taught a couple classes too, because they were best friends. Wade and Kevin.
Oh, wow.
So that might be also how Kevin started choreographing for Britney, because I'm sure he was around them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I took Wade's class. I took Kevin. So I learned the Slave for You choreography as like a child.
Oh my gosh.
And I was obsessed.
Did Wade do I'm a Slave for You?
Uh-huh. He did I'm a Slave for You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was pretty unreal learning her choreography, especially, from her choreographers at my age of like, I don't know, I was 12 or 13. And, she was my ultimate favorite pop star. So it was very exciting for me.
Oh my gosh, it must have been. And I talk about this a lot here is when I would try to learn the dances at home from watching the video over and over again. And or like when you're in your room alone and I wasn't a dancer. But I would have these moments or like learning as much as I could of Janet's album. I think it's called, that album is called Janet. Mm-hmm. But that was like a game changer for me, that album and everything about that. I was like, I want to be like that. And what I talk about is that it's like you're trying someone's power on. Mm-hmm. And when you start to move like them, even if you're a kid and you're like, I don't necessarily know what I'm feeling, but I'm just feeling really powerful.
Yeah.
And like I have agency over myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that must have been what you felt like.
Yeah. It gives you this sense of confidence and this sense of being somebody else because you're doing a pop star's choreography. So you all of a sudden feel a little bit like them. Uh-huh. For just a moment. Uh-huh. And it's just, it's a crazy feeling.
Now, let's talk specifically about this video.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Me Against the Music is off of Britney's album, In the Zone. Came out in 2003. It was directed by Paul Hunter. Now, Paul Hunter, great music video director. He went on, his only feature, I believe, to date is Bulletproof Monk with Sean William Scott. Do you remember this movie at all?
No.
But he's done so many music videos. But what I thought was really interesting was that in 2003, he did Me Against the Music, but then he went on to do Justin Timberlake's Senorita.
Mm.
And I'm loving it. So he was like, and this was after their breakup. I feel like Paul could really, he could let us in to a lot.
Yes.
Of like watching the two of them after that breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, because you were kind of on the scene, were you like, oh my gosh, Britney and Justin broke up?
Yes, I was devastated. I was so devastated that they broke up. And I don't know if this is out there. And again, don't quote me on this.
But Wade Robson of
yes.
it all? Yeah, so everyone knows that he and Britney hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
And Wade was good friends with Justin and then that was no longer. And then same thing, even like Britney, their friendship ended, it seems as though. Well, he stopped being her choreographer.
Yeah, and that's how I think Kevin Tantron started choreographing for her, is because Wade and Britney hooked up. She cheated on Justin with Wade. And Wade was also NSYNC's choreographer for a bit as well, too.
Yes.
So then he stopped choreographing for them, which is then how Kevin Tantron came in to choreograph for Britney and how Marty Kudelka came in to choreograph for Justin Timberlake and is still his choreographer to this day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So the only choreographer, that makes a lot of sense to me because I feel like Justin's, his dances, they're very similar from the time he went solo.
Yes.
And it's still like when I watch clips from his Man of the Woods tour and such.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, was it, because you're so much younger than them, but was it still like whispers in the dance community?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, I was younger than everybody, so I wasn't getting like the full detailed scoop because, sure. I was a child and people weren't wanting to, talk about that in front of me. But I was still hearing all the gossip because dancers can't help themselves.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, of course not.
Everyone's talking about it and it was devastating. I was so upset because Britney and Justin were perfect in my eyes. And then, she started dating Kevin Federline after that, which.
Do you know him?
Yes. So I grew up dancing with him too. And funny enough, I have like pictures with him because I was kind of the only kid at the dance studio at the time when it was all adults. Now there's a lot of kids at the studio. but I was the first kid that they allowed to dance in the adult studios.
Oh, wow.
And so I was with Kevin Federline quite a few times. He actually was dating Pink.
What?
Right before he started dating Britney Spears.
What?
Yeah. So Pink, when Pink had really pink hair, like her first album a lot of people don't know about, which is kind of more R&B.
And it's amazing. I remember when that came out and I was like, who is this?
Yeah, that was my favorite album of hers. And that she was hanging around the dance studio a lot and the dance classes that I was taking, and they were together. So in my mind, they were dating.
Is this public? I've never heard this before.
I mean, it's not, it might not be public, but because at the time, but I have a photo of me, Kevin Federline, in Pink, because they because they loved me so much, because I was just a tiny little dancer in the dance class. I was like the only kid. And they were hanging out together in the studio all the time. So the rumor was they were together. They could have just been hooking up for all I know. But at the time, I didn't know what hooking up was. So I was like, Pink and Kevin Federline, their boyfriend and girlfriend. You know,
it
was my mom knew it. A lot of the other dancers knew
it. Was Pink there dancing?
Yeah. So she was dancing at Millennium, rehearsing for, you know, award shows and music videos and stuff. So Millennium is where Pink and Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake and NSYNC and everybody would go rehearse at the time. So I kind of passed these people here and there, mm-hmm. including Britney, because they'd be there to rehearse for the Grammys or, you know, whatever.
And you'd see her in the halls or something?
It happened.
Oh my gosh. What was it like?
I was trying to not freak out, you know, but I was trying to keep my cool. I didn't get to see her for as long. The only moment I had where I was with her for a while was when I was much older. I got stuck in a baby clothing store with my mother at the top of Beverly Glen. And Britney Spears was running from the paparazzi there, her and her friend. They ran into this baby store that we were shopping in, and then they locked the door.
What?
So then my mom and I got locked in this baby store with Britney Spears and her friend.
Wait, how old, what year was this? Like, what phase
this
of
was,
Britney?
This was after, this was when the paparazzi was going after her the most, like when she, her crazy phase, like probably after the shaving of the head.
How long were you in the store for? And did you talk to her?
No. I mean, I wanted to, but I was like, well, I guess and I should just keep shopping. My mom and I were the only ones in there.
What?
Yes. It was so random.
So what? Wait, how long were you in there for?
Probably like 20, 25 minutes, because they were waiting for the paparazzi to go away. But they're, you know, they're floor to ceiling glass windows.
Yeah.
So the paparazzi's trying to take pictures of her, and she's trying to hide behind like the cashier.
And is she saying stuff? What is she doing?
She's literally crouching, hiding with her friend, and the owner of the store is trying to help her hide behind the cashier. Because she's clearly been to this store before to shop for her boys at the time that I'm sure were very young.
Wait, is that the plaza where there's, I know this plaza. It's basically, it's in Beverly Glen, but it's like Bel Air adjacent, yes. Right? And it's, I know this exact plaza. Mm-hmm. There's a great Italian restaurant in
there.
Yeah,
it's amazing. My mom and I love it. And there's vibratos.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. There weren't any words shared.
It was more of just like a, hey, hi.
Did she recognize you? No, not that.
No, because I don't know her like that. Yeah. Okay, and I was a kid kind of just throughout the dance studio. I never got to dance for her, you know, so it's not like she would know me.
That is so crazy.
I know.
I wonder if we could also find any of those paparazzi photos. Like, I wonder if we could, like, go back and find. Oh, my gosh. That is a crazy story.
Yeah.
So, Kevin Federline, what's your take on him from your experience of knowing him, watching him? He's bad boy. Up to no good.
Yeah.
Even then?
Yeah, I didn't support their relationship, even though I knew him. I think because I knew him, too, I kind of knew that his – because one of my dancer friends at the time, who's kind of like my dance older sister, she also dated Kevin Federline first. And then he went to Pink. And then he went to Britney. So then it was clear what he was up to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was clear that he was, you know, climbing the fame ladder.
Okay, so during also that time when Kevin and Britney started hooking up, they met at Joseph's, which was like the very hot club at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you're younger than everybody. But so then when you became of age, is there, because I'm really out of the entire, I mean, like, I don't, a nightclub? I'm like, are there nightclubs still? Like, I'm like, surely not. Are there, were there places where it's like all the dancers go to, blah, 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 to dance?
Yeah. There, I mean, it always changes, mm-hmm. But there's different, yeah, there's different clubs. I mean, I would say more like ones that just the average person wouldn't go to. You know, there's different clubs that all the dancers know, like this DJ on this night's going to play bomb hip hop music.
And do people go and like the dancers go and dance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say it's more dancers because then we're all dancing together and we can actually dance. You know, like when I go to a club with my girlfriends who aren't dancers, I don't just bust out in my best hip hop moves. Because that's just weird.
Do the dancers do that? Do they? But if you're with dancers, yes. Do you bust out into moves?
Yes. Yeah.
But do you battle?
I mean, yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Okay, so I think Jenna Dewan went on Watch What Happens Live, and she said that this did not happen. But there was this huge story at the time that Brittany and Justin ended up at a club. I don't know if it was Joseph's or not. And Justin was with Jenna Dewan, and then they started having a dance battle against each other. Brittany versus Justin. And Jenna Dewan was like, no, that did not happen. But the thing is, I feel like the rumor, there's a morsel of truth in it that, like, dancers do battle each other.
We
like,
do.
Like, out of the dance movies.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, it's just like the dance movies. All of a sudden, a dance circle will form and, you know, somebody will be showing off and then somebody else will come in to battle that person, and it's just kind of a domino effect. So even though she says that rumor is false, I feel that it could be true. And maybe it wasn't, they weren't facing each other the whole time, but maybe it was like, you know, they were trying to make the other one jealous or impress the other one. So they were doing their best move.
Yeah.
Right next to them.
Now, Brittany versus Justin. Justin dance. Who wins? Who's a better dancer?
That's really hard because they're both very different styles.
Okay.
But I love them both.
Okay.
Okay. Brittany wins. Back in the day, Brittany wins against back in the day Justin. Mm-hmm. But now, Justin wins against Brittany because she doesn't dance the same way she used to. But he
does dance.
He still does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Justin's Super Bowl performance for me was lackluster. I wanted more. I'm just going to be honest.
I am right there with you. And people might say I'm biased because I was in the Super Bowl the year before.
But you were in one of the most epic Super Bowl performances ever. Like, to me, the Lady Gaga Super Bowl performance even beats out when Britney performed with Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And it's like, of course, I love Britney, and that when she comes out in that outfit, and that was amazing and blah, blah, blah. But the entire performance, I mean, that's something I'll just put on sometimes if I need to feel something. Like, you know what I mean?
I love that.
So I don't think you're being biased. I thought it was just a little, I don't know.
Yeah, I was a little bored with his performance.
Yeah.
However, I just went to his Man of the Woods tour 2 days ago, and I was beyond impressed. I kind of wish his Super Bowl was more like his tour.
Oh,
because it was much better.
Okay.
Yeah, his Super Bowl performance, I was kind of bored.
Okay.
And a little disappointed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in this, well, we were talking, the dances are amazing in this music video. And then there's Madonna.
Yes.
And there is a move that Madonna does where she is on her hands and snaps her legs up on the wall, then drops onto her stomach, grabs her legs behind her in a yoga pose, and rolls like a wheel. And she at this point is in her 50s, I think.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's insane. She's like a pretzel.
How does she do that? I mean, and beautiful and strong and so just, and I love her in that white suit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then she's got a cane. And when she says, "Brittany, come over here, I got something to show you," and she pops the cane under her crotch.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it too.
It's so good.
It was the perfect duo at that time. Like, yes. Oh, Madonna's just her movement, and she's just so strong. And she just went for whatever she was feeling in that moment. And that's what's so great about Madonna is, like, another artist might not have thought to do any of those crazy moves because they might have thought, that looks kind of weird. You look like you're doing yoga poses. And Madonna is like, I don't care. I'm Madonna. I'm going to do whatever I want. Poses. Yeah. And I'm going to make it hot. And she made it hot.
And that's like, Madonna's a person where once I watch this video, I'm like, I want to go back and watch live performances of Madonna because she's not much of a dancer. As like, you know, dance breaks, but she is a mover and she's strong and she is hitting everything in a way where it's like, I know I could never hit it, but she's not doing dance breaks, but I don't know. I need to go back and watch more of, like, I don't know so much like history of Madonna. Did you go to Britney's Vegas show?
I feel bad saying this. Unfortunately, I did not.
No worries,
girl. I wanted to go. I missed it. And then when she announced she was doing a new one, I was very excited because I said it was definitely going to go to that one. And then she canceled it and I was very disappointed.
I think it's going to happen. So I think you will be able to go.
Yes.
I have this dream now of doing all, since I've started doing this, of like having all of the guests that have ever come on this show, we all go to Britney's show together.
I am in. Let me know when and where and I'll be there.
Okay, amazing. I mean, I would love to have you there. A dancer by our side. Do you keep up with all of the shows?
Like the Britney shows?
All of the, like you said, like Justin, do you watch clips online and see what people are up to?
Yeah. I mean, I try to go to the concerts and the live shows because I like to go and perform my, you know, dancer friends that are in the show. And I do like to see what artists are doing, what dancers are doing now. And I, you know, try to stay, you know, up with it. And what's going on.
Do you have a list? Like, who would you really want to dance with?
I would love to dance for Britney Spears, obviously. Beyonce.
Yes.
Justin Timberlake.
Okay, yes.
Janet Jackson.
Janet's having a Vegas show.
Is she?
Yes, they just announced. Now, what will happen? Like, will auditions... Is it hard to get in there? Is it because whoever the choreographer is, they kind of have their people that they're, but every time you see a behind the scenes of the making of a tour, they have all the dancers come in for the auditions.
Yeah.
Is it hard to get auditions for these things?
So I'll tell you the most recent one I auditioned for, which is actually another artist I would love to dance for, who is Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
So like that audition for tour. It's because she's supposed to be having a Vegas residency as well, mm-hmm. and like a European tour. So, or even Britney Spears' new Vegas audition. So what happens is the choreographer does have their friends. The choreographer does have the dancers that have probably danced for that artist before that they trust the most. Like Gaga's main dancers are dancers that have been with her for a decade.
And a lot of Britney's dancers. Because I noticed that in watching the Vegas show, it doesn't seem like they're all spring chickens. Like no. They're not like bait, like
young. Yeah, people. they've been around for a long time. They've probably been dancing with her for a while. Mm-hmm. So they have a tour to possibly get, you know, some new people, but it's usually not that many spots available. It might be, you know, one or two. And so the process of that kind of audition is, you know, you get it from your agent and it's usually an open call for a tour, meaning they let everybody come, even if you don't have an agent and you hear about it, you can show up. So what's crazy is you go into a room filled with 400 to 500 girls, if yeah. you know, and they'll do guys separately, and you learn choreography. They teach it very fast, and then they split you up into groups of maybe 8 to 10. 8 to 10 girls have to go at a time while the choreographer and possibly, you know, her regular dancers and possibly the artist, but not usually, but there's a lot of people sitting at tables right in front of you while you go in a group, you know, of 8 to 10 girls, and you get to do the dance once or twice. And that is your only time to get to do it. And then they start cutting people right then and there. They start eliminating people. So we'll do it. We'll show our best moves. We'll freestyle. And then we stand there while they all discuss and look at our headshots.
Oh, my God.
And
oh, my God. I'm sure you pop with your curly hair and your gorgeous, gorgeous smile.
Thank you, Jen. And then they usually say right there, okay, Lindsay and Jen, please stay. The rest of you, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's what would happen.
That's what would happen. You'd be there and I'd be there and they tell us to stay and everybody else has to leave. And they do that whole process and the process usually lasts for a couple days. So like Britney's most recent Vegas tour, I heard lasted for like 3 days.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because there's that many people and they're doing that many cuts and eliminations. They're having people come back the next day and then the next day.
Would you want to do a Vegas residency?
I would love to do a Vegas residency. Yeah, I would totally be up for it.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Yeah.
Did you audition for Gaga's?
I auditioned for her Vegas residency plus like future projects. It was the same kind of audition. And this is like same kind of situation as they already had her main dancers already booked that have been with her for a very long time. And there was two spots available.
Wow!
But they ended up filling the two spots with two guys. So they didn't even take any new girls because Gaga usually has more guys than girls. So for Super Bowl, there was about 40 to 45 dancers. Mm-hmm. And I think only 12 or 13 of us were women. And the rest were men.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whose current vibe do you feel most connected to as a, with the, as you as a dancer?
I mean, I would say I feel the most connected to Gaga because I've danced for her and I love her vibe. But I still feel very connected to Britney as well.
Oh my God, I love it. You know, and I feel like you're not just saying that.
No, I am. I like the dance breaks in these music videos just get me every time.
I feel like this is the most complicated of them all.
Yes.
I mean, okay, just running down some of her songs and we'll like think about the dance breaks. I mean, Oops, I Did It Again is so adorable. I hate to give it that adjective, but it was when you did the heart in the hand and the heart pumping and the.
Yes, I loved it. Because it wasn't that intricate, but it was perfect and it was easy enough for anybody to learn it and remember it. Mm-hmm. That's what was so great about it.
Mm-hmm. And also, okay, I'm just going to say, there's Stronger, Toxic, You Drive Me Crazy, I'm a Slave for You,
Pretty Girls I loved. I have to say, I did. I loved it. That's when I was like, oh my gosh, Britney's back, Britney's back. It was like a true dance break. Boys. Actually, Boys is a great dance break.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know this? Should we rewatch? Yes. Do you want to watch it?
Let's watch
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. We're going to watch it.
Have no fear. Baby, what are you waiting for? Let me see what you can do.
I call it the trot trot move, where she like gets down on her, like she's like, gets her, she like leans down and then her arms go pump pump.
Yes,
I love it.
So that dance break was just on it. She was just always on top of it.
When you look at her and as a dancer, what do you like? What do you say? What would you say? You like, or it's like Britney, go. What do you think about her as a mover?
She's phenomenal. She just goes for it. She goes full out. That's like a term that we like to say. It's you're going full out. You're giving it your all. You're performing. You are just hitting those clean lines and giving that confidence in your dancing. And she always did that. She like, she gave that confidence and then she gave that sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she wasn't just being sexy just to be sexy. She was being sexy in her movement because that was just like part of who she was.
It is, you can't learn that part of it.
No. And that's the thing, like, you know, you can learn to be a dancer, but you can't learn that aspect that she had unless it's just in you too.
Now, Lindsay, what are your thoughts on why do so many pop stars wear leotards with boots? Like, and do you believe that Taylor Swift should stop because she's not a dancer? Because that's how I feel.
Jen, I'm so happy you said that because my roommates had her special on Netflix playing in our house the other day and I was upset. I was very upset. I was like, you know, I applaud her for trying, but somebody should have told her after the first time she tried, maybe this isn't your jam, you know, because there's a huge difference between Taylor Swift, who just, some people just don't have it in them to be a dancer. Mm-hmm. And it just does not come naturally. And you can try and try as hard as you can. But if it's not, if you don't have that it factor the way that Britney does, you just shouldn't do it. And Taylor shouldn't dance anymore.
Don't put the leotard and the boots on and like pretend you're Britney Spears. Be Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Well, but that's my whole thing. I think that Taylor Swift is still on a journey to figure out who exactly Taylor Swift is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, I'm all about explore, grow, expand, try things. But also, don't try to be anyone other than who you are.
Yes.
And I'm just like, you're not a leotard and boots person.
No, she's not.
But what is that? Is that like a dancer thing? Because it's like, oh, well, we grew up wearing leotards.
No,
I kind of want us to move away
from
leotards and boots.
I agree with you. The only time I wore a leotard in my life was in ballet class. We don't really wear leotards. I mean, Beyonce and... I feel like Beyonce wears it often.
Beyonce does the leotard. Britney now currently is just really committed to the leotard and boots. Yeah.
Mm.
I love her in a pant and a sneaker. I loved also when she used to do very like these Elvis onesies.
Yes.
And she would unzip them. They'd be pretty low.
Yes.
She did a lot of that in the... I mean, I think that was around, yeah, Dream Within a Dream. There was this purple one that she used to wear that I loved. I got to look up what tour that was from. I think it was Dream Within a Dream.
Yeah.
But yeah, they love the, because I understand you want it to be very form-fitting, so then you can see the movement. But I'm just over a leotard in a boot.
I'm right there with you. I don't really know why. I don't get it. It might just be a stylist thing, or maybe it's because they're, you know, I'm not a singer, but I think when they sing, they have to expand their stomach. So maybe if they're wearing a two-piece, it shows more. I don't really know. Then again, Gaga did both for Super Bowl. She kind of had like a leotard and boots in the beginning, but then she changed to a two-piece.
Yeah, so, and the thing is also, I'm fine with Gaga to wear anything Gaga wants, because even when she does a leotard and boots, it's not like how anyone else is doing it.
So true.
Yeah, it's just her. Yeah, you can't, you can't, you can't beat that. So Me Against the Music, Britney wanted this to be the first single off of that album, and the label wanted it to be Outrageous, and Britney was very adamant that it be Me Against the Music. And then especially once Madonna came on board, Britney played Madonna the song, and Madonna was like, I love this. And then Britney said, do you want to do it with me? And she said, yes. And so they went back into the recording studio and got Madonna on the track. And that's when you're like, don't underestimate Britney. She knows. And that this entire song is about, this is also what I love about I'm a Slave for You. So I'm a Slave for You and Me Against the Music is about Britney and her relationship with dance.
Yes.
And that's what makes these songs so powerful, because that is Britney.
She knows herself, and she knows her brand, and she knows her music, and she knows that people love her dance breaks. So I had no idea that Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. But I'm so glad that she fought for that, because as much as I do love Outrageous, Me Against the Music just blew everybody out of the water.
Yeah, that's Britney with a capital B.
Oh, yeah.
Outrageous, though, I do love in the Onyx Hotel tour. She is wearing a pink bra and like lingerie. And then she has on a trench coat.
Yeah.
And she does this great move where she turns around and she picks up the trench coat and like shakes her butt. And it's so good. It's so good. It's so, yes, you are outrageous, Britney. I love you.
Yes.
What is Kevin, the choreographer, known for? Like when you're.
I think Britney Spears is his most famous artist that he's known for, because then I know he did other artists, but that's what I know him for. Like, oh, he did Britney. He did the Onyx Hotel tour. He did a lot of stuff for her. After that, I'm not quite sure, because I know that he moved on to directing. So now he's a pretty well-known director.
Yeah, he directs The Flash.
Yeah, I think
Danielle Panabaker, who was on, she was talking to me about that, and she knows him,
and I think Supergirl possibly some episodes.
And both he and Wade were so young when they were working with Britney; they were about the same age as she was.
Yeah,
can you imagine being like 19, 20, 21, and you're in charge of this entire show
for
Britney Spears? And also, those were her best tours.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, really, for me, it is Dream Within a Dream, but then you watch some of Onyx Hotel and you're like, oh man, that's just like so good.
It's so good. It's a little bit more grown up too for her, I feel like.
Yeah.
But Dream Within a Dream was my all-time favorite.
It's amazing. It really, really is amazing.
Yeah. And she did, you know, Slave for You and Oops and just, it was just.
Do you have favorite? Do you go online and just watch some like favorite performances?
Yeah, I mean, if I ever would just want to see amazing music videos with full out dance breaks, I always go to Britney Spears. Always.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Stronger. Yeah. Oops, I Did It Again. Yeah. Toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, she is the ultimate pop princess, and everybody loves her.
Yeah.
I love her.
I love her too. What's everyone dancing to in the studio these days? What's the hot song? Are people into Ariana Grande, or is that not really a dancer's?
No, she is, I will say. She is kind of the new Britney Spears in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't say they're the same,
no.
But in the sense of her songs, the minute that her album recently dropped or the minute she came out with a new song, it's all I was hearing in the dance studio. Mm-hmm. Every single choreographer was choreographing and playing it for their class and making up a new dance to it. Because now it's a whole different generation with YouTube and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's who's going to get their choreography on a video to the newest Ariana Grande song out first.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Do you have a song that you're really loving to dance to right now?
I mean, I can't lie. I have been bopping all over the place to Ariana Grande's new album.
Okay.
And Seven Rings is one of those.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and
great.
Break Up With Your Boyfriend, I'm Bored.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so good. It's Samples just, NSYNC makes me ill. It's great.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so
yeah,
good.
That, and I think that's another reason why I'm like, oh, she put NSYNC in it. She got me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ariana totally, mm-hmm, totally, mm-hmm. totally got both of us.
Yeah, so her and, I mean, anytime Britney, like anytime the OG pop stars come out with new tracks, they're being played all over the place in the dance studios.
That's amazing. I like that. That people aren't like, I don't want new Brit. They like, they'll play it.
Oh,
it, when Glory came out, were people playing some of her newer stuff?
Yes. Like she is still queen. You
okay.
know,
good.
Like her,
good.
Janet, Beyonce, Gaga, all of them. Whenever they come out with new stuff, mm-hmm. they're being played all over the place and being danced to all over the place.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite Britney dance move? Do you prefer the head roll, the high kick, or the what did Becca call it? Where she throws herself down in a split and then gets back up.
Oh, yeah. When she, like, kind of just does her, like, on the knees or her actual split?
No, split. She.
They, oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. Becca called it something like it's like a pussy slam or like a, like, a, and I, because it is crazy. She, like, bounces off of it. It comes back up. I'm like, oh, my God. How is that even possible?
So impressive because she's a dancer.
Yeah.
She is a full-on dancer, and that's what's so great about her. That's why no one can beat her, is because I feel like she grew up dancing. So she can do stuff like that.
Like the high kick. People talk about Britney's high kick a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That they're like, not many pop stars can do that.
They can't. Because she has the dance training in her from before she even started singing, mm-hmm. I feel like. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she was doing both at the same time. I don't know. But I will say, out of those three moves, they're all phenomenal. But I'm going to have to go with a Britney Spears head roll.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a head roll when she's whipping her hair.
She loves to do it.
She
too.
Loves it, and I love it. It's my favorite thing because she can do it all the time. She can do it 50 times in a dance, and I don't even care. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be over it.
Oops, I Did It Again dance break versus You Drive Me Crazy dance break.
Ooh, that's hard because You Drive Me Crazy has the chairs, right?
Yeah.
And her cute little, like, green tube top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, I think I'm going to have to go with Oops, I Did It Again. It's just so iconic yeah. with her red bodysuit.
Yeah.
And then that aerial shot of her, like, kind of like swimming on that yes. white yes. circular yes. stage.
Yes.
And the choreography was easier, but there's just something about it.
Watching Britney do it.
Yeah, I love yeah. Oops, I Did It Again dance break.
Now, Lindsay, you put together a dance class for adults, but you don't have to be like it's a beginner's class. I don't know what you yes. would call it. And I hurt myself. I injured myself on a treadmill, and it's taken me over a year to get back to one. But I'm back enough that I could take a dance class. Could we do this?
Absolutely.
Also, my birthday's coming up, and I wanted to do this a couple years ago, have all my girlfriends come and dance to Britney and have you teach, and then we couldn't get it together. Our dates couldn't match up, but maybe now, because we have some time to plan, could
I
we do that?
We should absolutely do this. It will be so much fun. It will be a beginner,
okay,
beginner okay, level, thank you. But it'll thank be you. Super fun, and we will do only Britney songs, and we will learn an awesome Britney dance, and it will just, it'll be fabulous.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Let's and Lindsay, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram.
Yeah.
At I'm Lindsay Taylor. Lindsay with an A-Y.
Lindsay with an A-Y.
Yeah.
And you post a lot of amazing dance videos. I'm always commenting. I'm thank like, you. Oh my God, you're my hero. Or like, oh my God, I love you.
You're the best.
I love when you post them. I get so excited.
Thank you. I should probably post more. I forget sometimes. You know, I didn't grow up in that generation. So
yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Like, oh, I should probably post a dance video. But yeah, you can find me at I'm Lindsay Taylor. And
Lindsay, follow her dance grooves.
Follow me, and then you can see when I'm teaching, and come into my class if you feel like it.
Yeah, if you're in LA, go to one of Lindsay's classes.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming and talking with me about Britney.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Hi. One last thing. I forgot to put this in the intro. I spoke to Seth Rogen, and he let me know and gave me permission to put this on blast to all of you that Britney Spears was, in fact, in talks to play the role of Lisa in The Disaster Artist. I'm not sure what happened and why it didn't happen, but there were conversations that were had. I'm now taking this time to mourn the loss of an experience that I could have had, because we all know I would have muscled my way onto that set to have witnessed Britney Spears in that movie. All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Campfire.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.